quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned into Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we're broadcasting on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Stolo, Kwikwetlem, and Katsi First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship, without which we cannot even make this show. My name is Leslie, and today I'm actually going to be talking about something I never thought that I would actually have to address again or cover on the program again. Don't worry, it's not serious. It's just queer reality dating shows. And specifically, I'm going to be talking about The Boyfriend on Netflix. And I guess I'm surprised that I would talk about this type of thing again, because last year I watched The Ultimatum, Queer Edition, and I was intrigued by the promised drama, and I was extremely turned off by the dysfunction. And I thought that I would never watch another, reality dating show again, even if it were queer. But then The Boyfriend has proved me wrong. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit about, the discussions around this program as written by, some Western audiences, I guess. And my thoughts on how I think, you know, it's true what they say about, human experiences. Like, you really only know what you have experienced and know. I'm going to be talking about how, in fact, this show is not exactly the most innovative, and it is probably not exactly the most authentic, but, you know, it is still valuable in some ways. So we'll be doing that today on the program. Stick around if you care about my thoughts on this subject, which is extremely mundane. For music, we are listening to mostly new stuff, and we're going to start off with Paida with Chiku Taku Chiku. Paida is an Austin-based Kaigai idol, meaning overseas idol, and she has really blown up in Japan recently. She was there earlier this year, I believe, doing a tour and producing new songs. But she was also featured on this Japanese reality show, and this single was recently highlighted on Spotify Japan's playlist. So check it out. This is Chiku Taku Chiku by Paida. I'm not
Bird Note. You could take a pigeon to the movies, and being a pigeon, it would certainly enjoy the popcorn. But the movie? Probably not. Because a movie made for humans would look to a pigeon more like a series of still images. See, movies run at 24 frames per second, just right for humans to sense as normal speed. But pigeons, like other birds and small mammals, process the visual world several times faster. So where we see a moving picture, pigeons would see the individual frames of a film in slow motion. So that fast-paced car chase that puts us on the edge of our seats is really more like a slow, boring slideshow or PowerPoint for a pigeon. A bird's rapid-fire perception helps it stay alive, whether by hunting fast-moving prey or eluding speedy predators. From the pigeon's perspective, we humans live in the slow lane. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Did you know BirdNote delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox? Sign up for our newsletter at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Great Bird Note for you there. Always lovely to hear some bird facts from Bird Notes. Also, before that, you heard World's Friend by Non Sweet. You may know that Sam and I interviewed Non Sweet earlier this year, just a few months ago. And it was actually right after they had filmed their music video for this exact song, World's Friend. Because I had filmed it at their first ever solo concert in Vancouver, and they had planned to release it, quote-unquote, sometime in the summer, coming soon. And it has finally come out just a few days ago on Friday. It was released on their YouTube channel, so go give that video a watch over there. Really bask in the glory of these cool people who work really hard and who really value what it means to be the type of performer called an idol. So go check out the music video for World's Friend. So I want to talk about The Boyfriend today. It is a Netflix Japan reality dating show. And I want to premise by saying that I'm not a huge fan of reality dating shows. The only one, I think, that can be classified as that I've watched is The Ultimatum Queer Edition. And if you're unfamiliar, to put it really briefly, it is when in the queer version, you get like a bunch of sapphic couples. They're monogamous, as far as we know. And there's one person in each couple that wants to get married today, right now. There's another person in the couple that's like, ugh, I don't know, babe. Like, I don't know if I'm quite ready yet. What about my business? What about my XYZ and stuff? And the other person in the relationship is like, okay, if you do not want to get married right now, you are going to lose me. And I will show you how. And so they enter the show, in which the couples basically do a wife swap or a partner swap, and they date other people for a time, and they try to figure out if, in fact, I want to be with my original partner, or if I have fallen in love with somebody else. And the program is full of drama. There are a lot of tears. It is very clear that there are a number of couples who were quite dysfunctional and possibly toxic in the first place. And, you know, it really turned me off from the general, like, oeuvre of the reality dating show, particularly the queer ones. The only good thing, in my opinion, that came out of it was it showed the world that, in fact, there are queer people who are not fabulous and perfect and beautiful and, you know, campy and good-spirited. There are some totally dysfunctional, slightly unlovable, very questionable and dubious people in this world who are queer. And I think it really, at the end of the day, it really showed cishet people the humanity of our community, because it told them that, hey, we are also potentially incredibly annoying. I think that's really beautiful, like genuinely, in terms of quote-unquote representation in media. However, because the couples were so dysfunctional, did not feel that I could continue to watch this program. And in fact, even though I finished it, I did not want to continue to watch things related to this type of show. However, fast forward to just a few weeks ago this year, and I learned about The Boyfriend, and they hooked me somehow. They managed to hook me. The Boyfriend is about like 8 or 9 or 10, it's hard to tell, queer men living in a shared house together for I think like a month or so. And during that time, they run a small business together, and they learn the value of queer community, friendship, and possibly along the way, they get a boyfriend out of it. It's not exactly as intense and full of drama as what I've seen in the past, and what I've seen other people talk about. Other queer reality dating programs produced in the West are like, you know, very high drama, lots of tension. People are really gearing to make out with others, which is, you know, not bad things, of course, just not exactly my cup of tea. But the thing that I've found interesting about discussions about The Boyfriend is that it tends to present the show as like this really like innovative reality program depicting queers and like their most authentic selves and whatnot. And I'm gonna put my communications hat on, my BA hat on. I'm gonna say that actually is questionable. It is, after all, a reality television show in which storylines do have to be produced, and I'm gonna tell you why after this music break, why I think I prefer the way that The Boyfriend is produced over the way that most Western queer dating shows are produced. Stick around for that. We're going to hop into some music now. Here's some rock music for you. This is Worrywart with Smile. Check it out.
Of the girl. know by the way you parked your car sideways that it wouldn't last. See, you're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, shot a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, what have I got to lose? Honey, I said, closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures, the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry, wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You said, baby, have you got enough gas? Oh,
I just wanna
New Jersey by Buckeye. That was the newest from them. Before that, you heard Little Red Corvette, a cover by Jackson Reed and the Silver.